Hello, everyone. This is Brooks Gillespie again in Omaha, Nebraska, your guru for all things phrasal verbs. And today we are going to discuss phrasal verbs having to do with the verb break, to break, you know, like break something apart. The three phrasal verbs we're going to discuss today are break out, break into, and break up. And I've prepared several sentences to give you examples of the different ways that we use these different phrasal verbs. And we're going to start out, we're going to break out with the first of these verbs, which is break out. There are a couple of ways we use this phrasal verb. The first one, the first way is when something breaks out, it starts and it proliferates and it grows and it spreads. The first very unfortunate and uncomfortable example is this sentence. A terrible rash broke out all over his body. In this case, breakout means it just spread everywhere. The rash broke out over his body. Another example is something I saw in the news today. I pay a lot of attention to what's going on in Brazil. And this sentence has to do with the news out of Brazil today. Anti-government protests broke out all over Brazil today. They spread. I think there were 22 states that had protests in the streets. I think Avenida Paulista was filled with people today. Here's another example of something breaking out, something appearing suddenly and violently. Fighting broke out yesterday at the soccer match between fans of the opposing teams. So in these three examples, we see breakout as being the something starting, occurring, proliferating, growing, spreading. Now, there's one other way we can use the verb break out, and we have to throw in the word of, to break out of something. It means to escape, to figure out a way how to get out of something. And the first example I came up with was a convicted serial killer broke out of the state penitentiary today. In this case, we can also use breakout as one word. When this occurs, we call it a breakout. There was a breakout at the local jail. Another way that we can use break out of is more not so literal. I decided to break out of my conventional lifestyle and start traveling throughout Latin America. So in this sense, break out means to like escape the monotony or the convention of a particular situation. All right, so moving on now to the next two, break into and break up. And break into tends to be more of a starting of something, and break up tends to be more of an end of something. So I'll give you the examples that I came up with for break into. A thief broke into my apartment and stole my computer. He broke into the apartment. Early in life, Luan Santana was able to break into the Brazilian music industry. So in this case, there was a barrier, and Luan Santana was able to cross that barrier, to break into the industry. Break into can also mean to interrupt. And this happens, I have four kids, so this happens to me. I always hate when my kids break into my phone conversations. I'm on the phone and some kid comes over and breaks into it by announcing something or saying something. And there's one last way we can use break into that is kind of fun. It's when you break into song or break into laughter. If you start to laugh suddenly, you break into laughter. And I was thinking today about my grandmother, and here's the sentence I wrote. My grandma was always breaking into a song. And she was one of those ladies that no matter what the occasion, there was a song for the occasion. I remember when I was a little kid, Whenever she would come over to my house on my birthday and she would see me, she would break into song, and it was always, "You are my sunshine, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine." She would break into that song every time she saw any of her grandkids on their birthday. And I'm kind of the same way. I often break into song when I'm talking to my kids. They think it's very weird, but I take after my grandma in that way. Now, the final verb we're going to discuss is break up. And like I said, this is more of an ending or a dissolution of something that existed before. Imagine clouds in the sky, and the clouds start to break up. They start to open up and the sun starts to shine through. The sentence I came up with here was, after the clouds broke up, the sun started to shine again. After the meeting broke up, we all went out to a pizzeria for dinner. So breaking up can be, you know, like clouds dispersing. When a bunch of people are together and it comes to an end, when everyone starts to spread apart, they are breaking up the meeting, breaking up the gathering. And the final way that we use breakup is when a relationship, normally a romantic or a dating or a marriage relationship, comes to an end. We call that a breakup, which of course is a noun, but the verb for what is happening during a breakup is to break up. For example, after 2 years of dating, I broke up with my girlfriend. Or this sentence, the world was scandalized when Prince Charles broke up with Princess Diana. So there you have it, different examples of phrasal verbs with the verb to break. And I hate to do this, but I think I'm going to have to break up our little conversation here. It's, as always, been a pleasure chatting with you. Have a great day.